the gloaming by the fireside. With you I'll be content in the gloaming by the fireside. Every hour will be well spent. We'll see our hopes and dreams, dear, like pictures in the fire. Finding in its gleams, dear, a heart's desire.
Is that you? Hello. I thought I heard your key in the lock. I hope your day was a nice one. Go and sit in the chair by the fire, and I'll put on a record, then go and make us some tea. Or would you prefer something a little stronger?
I'd much prefer just tea for two. When dining with my sugar, I pretend that I like white hot coffee.
Tune written by two members of Jack Payne's band. That was Billy Scott Coomer, who also took on the vocals, by the way, on that record, and Billy Thorburn. However, the record is actually by Ambrose and his orchestra and not by Jack Payne, which is a little surprising.
Though I'm dancing tonight with some other one, my heart is dancing with you. Though I'm making believe I'm having some fun, heart is dancing with you. And when they're playing our favorite song, my thoughts are with you the whole night long. Though I'm dancing tonight with some other one, my heart is dancing with you.
And his orchestra with My Heart Is Dancing With You. Singer Pat McCormack was born in Cork, Ireland, and came to England in the 1930s when he was signed up for an Australian tour by Ray Fox. He actually sang with many others and spent 5 years with the Joe Loss Orchestra. Now let's listen to Gerardo now. And oh, hello Tiddles. Oh, you've come to join us then. You're just in time to hear Al Boley tell us what Grandma said.
A princely fella met a lovely Cinderella long, long ago, long ago. And Grandma said, in a short time they were wed. In a world of joy and laughter, they lived happily ever after, long, long ago, long ago. Then Grandma said that someday this fairy tale would come true. She must have known that someday I'd meet you. For here we are, and it's just as Grandma said. I'm a 20th century fella, you're a modern Cinderella. So what's to do but to wed? As Grandma said. ¶¶
actually had two versions of Grandma Said and laid them both down, closed my eyes, and apparently I picked this one. It was Geraldo and his orchestra with Al Boley supplying the vocals. The other one, incidentally, was by Ambrose and his orchestra, and it had Vera Lynn doing the vocals, so I'll save that for another evening when we'll be sitting together by the fireside.
Constable?
Yes, sir.
Can you tell me where this here Hyde Park corner is that I've heard so much about, and then?
You'd better follow this here procession, mate. They're going right round the park.
Oh, thanks ever so much. I'm glad of that.
London's full of life and gaiety, all excepting Sunday, then it's gloomy, I'll agree. But we have one spot in London town where everyone can be happy.
My dear fellow, don't you know that's pronounced Rotten Row?
Mister, can you tell me where Hyde Park Corner is, please?
Why, je ne sais pas, monsieur. Pardon, c'est à...
Hey, that's enough of that. Oh, mister, can you tell me where Hyde Park Corner is, please?
How in heaven should I know, man? I don't know, I just arrived from Cardiff this morning.
Oh, can you tell me where Hyde Park Corner is?
Man, I know where that Hyde Park Corner is, but all I know about is where Alabama is. That's the only thing I know.
Can you tell me where Hyde Park is, mister? I've lost it.
No blooming idea.
Can you tell me where Hyde Park... Can you tell... Where's Hyde Park? Oh, where's Hyde... didn't find it after all.
From 1933, that was Jack Jackson and his orchestra, and a wonderfully quirky recording of Hyde Park Corner. Jack, aided by the incredibly versatile George Mellacarino, added the wonderful vocal characters to the proceedings. Thumophone Records were formed in the 1930s and were made of a different material to the usual shellac or durium. It was a flexible celluloid material, available in various single colours, and were in the shops by Christmas of 1930. They were priced a grand sum of 2 and 6. So, let's... 2 and 6. Good grief. That wouldn't even post a letter these days. So, let's listen to one of the aforementioned Filmophone records. And this was the house band... Okay, but they pressed it under the name of the New Cumberland Dance Orchestra. It's from 1932 and it's called You Call It Madness, But I Call It Love.
Thank you. I can't forget the night I met you. That's all I'm thinking of. And now you call it madness, but I call it love. You made a promise to be faithful by all the stars above. And now you call it madness, but I still call it love. My heart is beating, it keeps repeating, for you constantly. You're all I'm needing, and so I'm pleading, please come back to me. You made a plaything out of romance. What do you know of love? That's why you call it madness, but I still call it love.
Thank you.
Yes, that was one of Tiddle's favourite singers. It was Phyllis Robbins and the Madame Tussauds Dance Orchestra under the directorship of Stanley Barnett.
It ended too soon, now there's a moon for sale.
In 1936, that was Al Collins and his Barclay Hotel Orchestra. Bert Yarlett was the vocalist. Bert was an extremely popular entertainer in the mid-1930s in Britain, popular with not only the public, but also with his contemporaries.
Thank you.
George Scott's Wood and his Six Swingers with an instrumental entitled Nightfall. And the Six Swingers were, just in case you're interested, it was George Scott Wood himself on the piano, and Harry Owen was on trumpet, Lou Davis trombone, Freddie Gardner clarinet, Joe Young guitar, Derek Escott string bass, and Jock Jacobson played the drums.
Passing by, catching everyone's eye. You have such a charming manner, sweet and shy. Little old bonnet set in place, and a smile on your face. You're a perfect picture in your lavender and lace. Little smile of welcome here, little ray of sunshine there. Everyone is glad to meet you walking round the square. Little old lady, time for tea. Here's a kiss, two or three. You're just like that little old lady I hold dear to me. Sam Costa was a huge radio star later in his career due to him being part of one of the best loved radio series on the BBC of that time. Much Binding in the Marsh was the title. Do you remember it? I bet you know the song. If I remember correctly, there were only four members in the cast, and the wonderful actor Morris Denham provided the vocal for over 60 of the supporting characters just by himself. What a talented man he was. If you haven't heard it, do try and find a copy. It actually predates the Goon show, and you can see where the Goons got their idea from. Thank you.
chatterbox, 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 talking all day long. Chatterbox, 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 like an endless song. Your voice could rival the sweetest of birds, but you keep using the wrong little words.
Chatterbox, 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 give your heart a chance. Chatterbox, 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 speaking of romance. How about saying I love you, I do? I never knew a chatterbox like you.
You talk a mile a minute, but there's nothing in it, it's much too much. All your conversation is a recitation on life and such. If I wanted knowledge, I would go to college, my chickadee. Won't you stop your chattering and say you love me?
Chatterbox, 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 give your heart a chance. Chatterbox, 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 speaking of romance.
How about saying I love you, I do? I never knew a chatterbox like you.
World War II band led by Jack White, and they were the Collegians. Now, Jack had been a footballer, actually playing for Everton, but gave it up on the advice of his teammate, the legendary Dixie Dean. Now, Dixie thought a career in music would be more financially rewarding than actually playing football. Yes, yes, that was the advice. And back then, he was right. But today, it's a different tale. Okay, so this week's Leslie Cerrone track is this one, and he's taking us outdoors.
Once I tore around the country on a motorbike. Now I like to stretch my legs and go out on the hike. On my back I buckle my packs and loop the king of sports. Hike around the country in a pair of khaki shorts. For I'm happy when I'm hiking. Pack up on my back. I'm happy when I'm hiking off the beaten track. Out in the open country, tramping all the way, with a real good friend to the journey's end. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 miles a day.
Yes, you know, I've gained a lot of walking experience. I was with a touring review once. I think walking runs in our family. Father used to be very fond of hiking. He was a Viking. Do you know, I've walked so much, I've walked until I'm walking on my ankles turned up. And in spite of the fact of my having worn my shoes out, I shall soon be on the feet again. Do you know, I was hiking along a country lane the other day, and as I was hiking, I came across a most striking girl, and she was sitting down crying. So I said, my dear girl, what are you crying for? Oh, she said, I'm sitting on some stinging nettles and I'm too tired to get up. Well, we hiked along until we came to Beachy Head. So she then said, where shall I pitch the tent? I said, pitch it over the cliff. I'm sick to death at the sight of it. Just after that, suddenly I saw a man come rushing towards me. I said, what's the matter? What's the matter? Oh, he said, there's a lion escaped. I said, well, which way did it go? Well, he said, you don't think I'm chasing it, do you? But I'm happy when I'm hiking, pack up on my back. I'm happy when I'm hiking off the beaten track. Out in the open country, tramping all the way, with a real good friend to the journey's end. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 miles a day.
Thank you.
Dance hall girl, dancing around the floor, is this all that you are living for, must you be? Only a dance hall doll.
Only a dance hall doll.
Running wild, where does it lead to, foolish child? What is it getting you, can't you see? You're just a dance hall doll.
You're just a dance hall doll.
That happy tune to which you sway and glide may turn into the blues.
While I'm swaying,
all too soon, you will be cast aside like one hour dancing shoes. Don't go on wasting your youth away when it's gone. You'll learn it doesn't pay just to be only a dance hall doll.
Fox and his band with an army of vocalists and dance hall doll. The army was being led by Al Bowley with Ella Logan, Sid Buckman, Nat Ganella and Joe Ferrier. All giving a marvellous performance there, I think you'll agree. Oh, now here's a chap I don't play enough. It's Monty Ray.
Thank you.
waiting for the sunrise. Every rose is heavy with dew. The thrush on high is sleepy.
Often billed as radio's most romantic singer during the 40s and early 50s, that was Monty Ray. Now, he was a Scottish singer who started performing as an operatic tenor, but later became a radio and television star, singing mainly with Geraldo. Next up is a band that were regulars at the London Palladium. It's Jack Harris and his orchestra, and the singer is Mary Jane Walsh.
Thank you.
Marlborough Sylvester was an English dancer, writer, musician and band leader from the British dance band era. He was a significant figure in the development of ballroom dancing during the first half of the 20th century, and his record sold 75 million copies from the 1930s right the way through to the 1980s.
Another perfect night is ending. Another perfect day is through. The moonbeams will soon be descending, sending tender dreams to me and you. Oh, hold me in your arms, my darling, and hold me close before we part. Another perfect night is ending, so kiss me good night, sweetheart.
I mentioned her, and here she is. It's Vera Lynn.
The cozy chair, picking on a wishbone.
frigid air.
Two sleepy people with nothing to say, and too much in love to break away.
Do you remember the nights we used to linger in the hall? Father didn't like you at all.
Do you remember the reason why we married in the fall? To rent this little nest and get a bit of rest.
Well, here we are,
just about the same.
Foggy little fellow,
drowsy little dame.
Two sleepy people
by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight.
That was fun. I hope you enjoyed the music I've played for you this evening.
You did?
Oh, good. So let's do it all again next week, shall we? Well, I'll go and wash up our cups and start the dinner. I wonder what the coming week will bring. I hope it's only nice things. Come on, Tiddles. We need to start making our dinner.
Are you a dreamer too? Love makes us all dreamers, and the loveliest dreams of all are those you dream together, sitting side by side by the fireside.
Pictures in the fire, finding in its gleams, dear, our heart's desire. In an armchair by the fireside, just big enough for two, we'll be happy, oh so happy, while we do as lovers do. With no one there to notice, a little kiss or two. In the gloaming by the fireside with you.
Now we leave these magic melodies to linger on the air, and we say farewell once more until next week. Farewell to all sweethearts.